And so Noah did everything. Just like God said. Now you think about that. Doesn't say that Noah said, God, where am I going to get all the materials to make this? God, it's going to cost too much. God, it's going to be too much work. Doesn't say anything about him doing anything like that. Just says he did it all. But before we got to that place, God had said, I'm going to destroy it all. And then it says, but Noah found favor in his sight. Was Noah listening in? It says God always maintained a close relationship with him. Was Noah listening in as God was making this declaration? And Noah said, God, remember me? I've been faithful. I love you. And God said, yeah, I'll start this all over with Noah. I don't know. But before that, it says that God was going to destroy everything. What a wonderful relationship that Noah had. That Noah didn't just go, wouldn't you know, I'd have to live in a time like this. He's going to destroy everything. I guess he's going to destroy me too. I guess it's just God's will to destroy me. How often are things happening in our lives and we say, well, I guess it must be God's will. When we know that that's not what the Bible says, but we're just not strong at that point. We're just, well, you know, that's just the way that it goes. We're just whatever the case might be. But when our relationship was strong with God, when we've been seeking Him, well then like Diane said, she said, I don't want to lack anymore, God. I want this, and I want this, and I want this. And God didn't say, well, you uppity little thing, you. He may caution you about making statements like, I'm not coming up there, though. Just that little going to have it my way. Do you ever have that? I'm going to have it my way, even if it's not the acceptable way? We do those things. But when we have that relationship with God, we can get over that too. And we can say, hey, God, you said you love me. You remind me to seek your treasures. You remind me this. You remind me that. Okay, God, I want them. I know that the world's corrupt. My goodness, I live here, God, but I don't want to be with the destroyed ones. I don't want to be with the sick ones. I don't want to be with the poor ones. I don't want to be with the possessed ones. I don't want to be with the angry ones. I don't want to be with any of them. I want to be with you. And he found favor in God's sight. He was the only blameless man alive at the time. God says that about him. You know, we may sometimes get to thinking that we're the only perfect person in a group. But this says it about him. It says he was the only blameless man alive. He was the only blameless man alive. God spared his family on his behalf. God will take care of our families. If we will stay faithful to him. And that's what Noah did. He stayed faithful to God. And by staying faithful to God, he managed to stay on God's favor side. And so when God began to make his declaration about what he was going to do,